And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the Guides. And our topic this week is listening to the guidance within. We ask you to consider this in your life. How often do you listen to the guidance and direction from outside of you? From teachers, authority figures, your spouse, your friends, your community? How often are you prompted to take action based on what others tell you, what others input into your mind and your plans? Dear ones, listen to the guidance within you. This guidance is from God and your spirit, and you find it at the center of your being, your central core. The true guidance, the best guidance for you. The guidance that is aligned with your perfect design and aligned with the plan and design for your life. It is your choice to listen to this very pure and quiet and respectful guidance. It is calming. It is nurturing. It is clear. It is your choice to listen to this guidance within or the guidance from outside of you, which most often is chaotic, not clear, confusing, and often fraught with fear. Because this is how the consciousness of the human mind works. So the collective human mind has fear within it. So we know that it is something that you wish to be accepted and to be loved and to be part of the groups that you are in and to be admired and to be held up as successful and as being part of the tribe. So agreeing with the guidance and input that come in from the outside. But we will tell you, this will not satisfy you when you follow these paths. They will not make you feel deeply contented, on purpose, calm, grateful, inspired, fresh, free. These qualities of being come when you listen to God and your spirit. And your spirit is an aspect of God. So the guidance from God and your spirit is always the best for you, even when it is counter to the guidance that is coming in from the outside. So you must be brave, we will say, when your guidance has a direction for you or counsel, and it is counter to perhaps the counsel or guidance from a dear friend or your partner or a trusted authority within your life. You must stand at the center of your being, in the light of God, the highest truth and take your stand. And talk to yourself also, these aspects that want to argue and say, but if you follow the outer guidance, it will be easier for you. There will not be conflict. Those who you love will turn against you if you do not toe the line and listen to their comments and input for you. We understand this is quite a challenge, but we promise you, when you do this, and even if it as you start with baby steps, you will feel the strength, the self-love, the confidence begin to flow through you as you are following guidance from within. And this is from that which created you, God and your spirit. It is not from your human, limited, fearful ego mind. And you will know immediately, because guidance from God feels clear and clean and calm, embracing guidance from your human ego mind will inject energy of fear, panic, worry, anxiety, and will leave you feeling confused and uncertain. Which do you choose, dear ones? The limited human mind or the infinite mind of God? Try this out this week. Watch your thinking. And baby steps, dear ones, baby steps, as your system becomes fortified with the truth of your being. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.